Gordon Parks' 1969 drama, The Learning Tree, is a coming-of-age story that illustrates growing up and facing racial discrimination in rural parts of Kansas in the late 1920s.
Where grows the learning tree? By rivers that flow.
It's one of the top films made in the 20th century, designated by the Library of Congress.
Gordon Parks' son, David Parks.
It's a reminder of his legacy. The book got it started, and then the film, and then the overwhelming support from the studios.
And Parks remembers being there in the 60s at Warner Brothers Studios in L.A. when his dad and actor-producer William Conrad were working a deal. Conrad complimented Gordon Parks on the Learning Tree script. Parks also had created the music, which he sent his son David to get for Conrad to hear.
And he says, wow, this is really good stuff. He says, well, we got the script, we got the music, you're going to direct the film. So the old man was in the slot. He had control of his destiny.
Newt, you can help me with the dishes tonight.
Prissy, that's enough.
Playing Prissy was my first on-camera speaking role.
Actress Sandra Sharp, now known as Pearl Sharp, played 16-year-old Prissy.
I absolutely fell in love with working with Gordon because his demeanor was very calm, cool. He knew what he wanted. He knew how to get it.
And Sharp remembers what it was like filming in Gordon Parks' hometown. She says Fort Scott had big open spaces.
But it was also the whole film company was here because they had been shooting for about 3 weeks before I came in. All of the hotels were taken up. You know, everything in town was about the film because it was the biggest thing that had happened here.
And Sharp says Gordon Parks also broke the color line in a number of unions. He helped blacks, including wardrobe people, hairdressers, assistant cameramen, and gaffers, by demanding the unions open up to them.
Because there were unions where they would let black people work up until just before the minimum number of days and then let them go. And then hire them another film, same thing would happen. 5, 10, 15, 20 years, this would happen to these people. And so there were about four or five unions where Gordon negotiated that they had to break the color line and let these people join the union and work on this film. And so that was a career shift for a number of people.
A career shift that Gordon was even pursuing for himself way back in high school, as reflected in this scene in the counselor's office.
Very few Negro students go to college. They just aren't college material. And the few who do go wind up as cooks and porters in any case. Now, I just think that's an awful waste of money and time.
That's not going to happen to me whether I go to college or not.
Now, Newton, don't get upset. I'm here to advise you. And I advise you to take a general course. It'll be much easier for you and wiser for you.
Kirk Sharp, executive director of the Gordon Parks Museum, says Gordon Parks never forgot that real-life experience.
He dedicated that 30th honorary doctorate degree that he received to the teacher and counselor that told him, don't go to college. Gordon has received over 50 honorary doctorate degrees.
Actress Carol Graham played Big Mabel in The Learning Tree. She says there's one scene between the sheriff and Lee character that always moves her.
I love the way it ended. And it was due to the brilliant direction of Gordon and the brilliant talent of Kyle. The way when Kirky, after he shoots and kills Marcus, and basically it saves Kyle's life and what have you, as we know. And when Kirky says, come on, I'll give you a ride back.
Get on the back. I'll give you a lift home.
And the way Kyle took his time and looked at him.
I can make it by myself.
That was so, it was so powerful.
Okay by me, boy.
So powerful. So I think that was one of my favorite points of the film.
Some of the same things are happening. There's still racism.
Actress S. Pearl Sharp.
There's still the family values. You know, the mother saying, you know, teaching him in a very quiet way about the decisions that he had to make as a young boy.
It's not all good place. Not all bad place either. Sort of like fruit on a tree. Some good, some bad. Understand? No matter if you go or stay, think of Cherokee Flats like that till the day you die. Let it be a learning tree.
That family value, the legal situations, the courtroom, you know, black men being killed. Yeah, a lot of it unfortunately, it still resonates today.
My baby's gone.
My baby's gone, my baby's gone, my baby's gone.
And what also still resonates with Sharp is seeing the man that directed her in The Learning Tree at the 1969 debut.
The opening night of the premiere, I'll never forget this. There's some images you don't forget. Rolled into the parking lot at Warner Brothers. Gordon steps out. We happen to arrive at the same time. He's driving a chocolate-colored Rolls Royce. And he's got on a chocolate silk tuxedo, obviously custom-made, with this yellow shirt on. I love men with yellow shirts. And that was the image, walking into the premiere. I was like, dang.
My baby's gone. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols. My baby's gone.